This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is a hospital giant headed for trouble again?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The world's largest hospital company, HCA, might be facing another brush with the law. The Washington Post reports the Securities and Exchange Commission is looking into charges that HCA improperly accounted for tens of thousands of nursing shifts at its hospitals. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports.
The focus of the SEC's investigation is on HCA's subsidiary in England. A former payroll administrator is accusing the company of falsely applying for nearly $4 million worth of nursing work that was never performed at six UK hospitals. The company says the allegations are unfounded and is cooperating with the SEC. Back in 2003, HCA paid $1.7 billion to the U.S. government to settle fraudulent insurance claims. It was the largest penalty ever imposed on a healthcare company. The new investigation in London appears to be unrelated to the previous case. The SEC won't comment on its inquiries or on what penalties HCA might face if the company is found guilty. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
It's earnings season again, when corporations give us a peek at their bottom lines. Later today, aluminum giant Alcoa will be the first Dow Industrials company to check in. This morning, Costco Wholesale said fourth quarter profits fell 6% from last year. Costco's done well with its bulk food and everyday items, but the big ticket stuff, jewelry, furniture, not selling so well. Revenues slipped 3%. Still, it was all better than analysts were predicting. European stocks are slightly higher this morning. Investors apparently still happy about Australia raising interest rates yesterday. Instead of being a warning of rate hikes to come, it's being seen as a vote of confidence in the global recovery. Asian markets were up another 1% to 2% today. Wall Street made it two positive days in a row yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 1.7%. The S&P 500 and the Dow added 1.3%. So the Dow rose 131 points and it closed at 9,731. The British hedge fund industry has gained a surprising new ally. The Church of England says it's fighting the good fight against new financial regulation. We get more from Marketplace's London Bureau Chief, Stephen Beard.
Talk about a conversion. Only a year ago, the Church of England was the scourge of the finance industry. The Archbishop of Canterbury called on bankers to repent their sins. But now the Church is rushing to the industry's aid, attacking European Union plans to crack down on hedge funds. It says the new rules would make it harder to generate the cash to carry out the Church's charitable mission. Andrew Hilton runs the CSFI think tank. He's not that surprised the Church has changed its tune.
The Church of England has an endowment about the same size as a mid-level Ivy League university, and it saw that endowment shrink by over 20% in the last year. That's enough to focus the minds of even the most religious people.
The Church objects to, among other things, the plan to limit hedge funds' use of leverage because it could reduce returns. The hedge funds say amen to that. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
This coming spring, the Census Bureau will survey every household in America. There's a whole lot of information to gather. The trick is getting people to answer the questions. Latinos, for example, tend not to participate. Reporter Elizabeth Threlkell tells us the Census Bureau is trying to reach them in an unconventional way.
Fans of Telemundo's most popular Spanish soap opera, Más Sabe el Diablo, are used to intrigue, deception, and passion. But tonight's show sets a different tone. The Census Bureau and Telemundo are teaming up. Telemundo is having actress Michelle Vargas land a job as a census worker on the telenovela. Over the next few months, she'll go door-to-door on the show, teaching characters how to fill out census forms and answering their questions.
It's a wonderful way to get the message out because it's entertaining.
That's U.S. Census Director Bob Groves.
People associate with the characters in the telenovela, and the information being delivered is delivered in a way that many people find attractive and credible.
The latest census survey counted nearly 47 million Hispanics in the U.S., but Latino groups say the real number is much higher. Since census figures are used to channel hundreds of billions in government funding to schools, healthcare providers, and community programs, the Latino community often misses out. Vargas says one reason is some Latinos think answering census questions will reveal their illegal status.
They think that the government gonna show them who's have papers or not have papers. So I'm gonna show that it's easy, confidential, and very important.
And census data helps decide which households get Nielsen boxes to monitor TV ratings, says Telemundo president Don Brown.
It's a tremendous business issue because if you're growing in Los Angeles and Hispanics are growing in Los Angeles, there'll be more meters in Hispanic neighborhoods. There'll be higher ratings in Hispanic television.
Higher ratings mean more ad revenue for Telemundo, and that will catch the attention of people in the business community.
They're going to say, wow, look at this. There's almost a trillion dollar of purchasing power. It's going to be a real sea change in terms of the way Hispanics or Latinos are perceived as economic powerhouses.
That's a new plot twist. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Threlkeld for Marketplace.
And finally, have you seen the new ad for Wonderful Pistachios? It features Levi Johnston, the guy who got Sarah Palin's daughter pregnant and didn't marry her. A swarm of paparazzi are shouting at him, "How's the baby?" And then with a big bodyguard protecting him, Johnston cracks a pistachio and eats it.
Now Levi Johnston does it with protection. Wonderful Pistachios.
Does the snack taste good? Is the ad campaign in good taste? That'd be up to you. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I hope you have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.